Thursday, the 5th of February, Yud Aleph Shvat, Rabbi Yechiel Emanuel, Kiddush Levona.
Kiddush Levona is a mitzvah that which we know it's Gedolah Admoi, just as a hakdama to the mitzvah. The Kaf HaChaim brings a few very interesting line makomim. So Rabbi says that because it's a mitzvah which is got in it many skulas, and as we'll see, the Gemara says it's Kabbalah Kinah Shina, Mimele it's got to be said, Bekavona, Mila, Mimila, with that in appreciation of the fact that it's Kabbalah Kinah Shina. And he says two very interesting things. First of all, he says, he brings from a sefer, I think it's called Erechodosh, that Bochur Shemachapi Zivug, a Bochur is looking for a Zivug, should be makpid every month to say Kiddush Levona, Bekavona, with a Zivur. That's one scholar that he says. Then he brings a very interesting story. He says that there was a Yid who got captured by some bandits, and just before they were about to put him to death, he asked him, can he have one last wish to do a mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, which is a mitzvah that we do every single month. And they granted him his last wish, and he relates the story over there, in short, that he said the Kiddush Levona, and at the time when it comes to the three delugim, which we have a minute to do, he did the three delugim, or magbiyoy, or ruach, and he never saw the guy ever again. Again, just to show us the importance and the skulas and the gewaldige kedusha that there is in this mitzvah. There's also another very interesting maromakim in Hilchos Aseret Meitshuva that's in Chaim Simon Tofresh base. There's the remark over there says that we should wait to say Kiddush Levona until after Yom Kippur. And this is a discussion of whether I'm in Hagen to say it or not to say it, but there again the maromakim is brought that some people have the minute to say it as soon as they can, because there's a scholar within saying Kiddush Levona that as soon as a person has said it, they are mesugal to live out the month, and therefore with Yom Kippur coming after they have said it, it's also a scholar to ensure that they get through the Yom Kippur in a favourable way. However, the Shai Chuba over there says about that if a person doesn't say it because of the minute to wait till Mati Yom Kippur, then that's also a scholar which will work in the same way that the scholar of actually saying it. That's the scholars that they are within the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona itself, and about that, I don't want to come here to say what the halacha is and how we should do it. Kolecha l'kafi minhoge, kolecha l'kafi keilosai, l'kafi rabbi. I just want to share with you a few ha'aras within the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona itself. The mitzvah of Kiddush Levona is brought down in halacha in Orachayim Simon Tov Chof Vav. The Torah over there starts off by saying the following: Birkas halavona Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Haroya levona b'chidusha Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hashem Ma'amore Bar Hashachakim, etc., etc. Exactly the nusach habracha as we say it. The quote is Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Haroya es Halavona. So if you've got the new Torah, you'll see the Ha'oras on the bottom say that, and you look as well in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which is the Makor for the Mitzvah Kiddush Levona. It's also brought down in the Rish, at the end of the fourth parak of Brachos, parak Tfilas HaShachar. That's the Makor HaHalacha of the Rish. They emit the word of Haroya es Halavona. They don't say Haroya. And here the Torah actually brings the word Haroya. The Makor for Haroya is Yerushalmi, and the Rambam said it already. The Torah, and also we have it in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, the word Haroya is used, and this therefore brings a halachic dispute as to whether a Summa, a blind person, can say Kiddush Levona or not. The Marshal in Shuvas, which is brought down by the Magen Avraham there in the beginning of Simon Tovchov, says that it's irrelevant as to whether a person actually can see the Levona or not. At the time when the Levona is visible to Rov HaOlam, the bracha is on the fact that we're mishabeach the Rebbeinu Shem for having created the world with the ma'aris that there are in the world. And there's a time when we make that bracha. Provided the world has hana from the levana, and it's a time when they can have hana from the levana, then the bracha is to be made. Irrelevant of whether the person himself can actually see the levana because he has got physically an ability to see, or he is blind. Avada says the Chuvas Marshal, this is brought down in the Bi'ah Halacha in the beginning of Simon Tov Chavav, that if there's a mosach, some sort of barrier between the moon and himself, then Avada, he can't say the bracha of Kiddush Levona, because one needs to be in a situation whereby one would be able to see it were one to have sight. If Rachman Litzan, a Summa, doesn't have sight, but someone else who does have sight can see it, then they would make the bracha, and so would he. Why? Because the bracha, he says, is compared to the bracha of Yitzhak Ma'aris, which we say every morning. Again, there the bracha is to be Meshabeach the Rebbeinu Shlelem for having created the Ma'aris, and it's not just to be Meshabeach him for those who can see the Ma'aris, but it's the fact that the world has Hanoah from it. And in fact, the Summa indirectly has Hanoah as well, because without street lighting, how would we get about? We would use the Orah Chama during the day, the Orah Havana during the night, and we made a Summa would be able to be led by people who were using the light of the moon and the stars by night. So therefore, since he indirectly has Hanoah, it's irrelevant whether he himself actually can see it or not. He makes the bracha exactly like the bracha of Yetzah Moyes. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, over there in Simon Tov Chavav, when he on the Magen Avraham, who brings this Tshuvas Maharshal, says that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, go with the Nusach of the Yerushalmi and not with the Nusach of the Babli as we have it, but rather they say Haraya Talavana, it's got to be someone who actually sees it. They bring from the Tshuvas Maharitash, and the Mikveger says therefore that a Summa should not be making the bracha, because the fact that they chose the word Haraya is to indicate Dafka, someone who can see makes the bracha, someone who cannot see should not make the bracha. And therefore the Bi'ah Halacha says that a Summa should get someone else, ideally to be Moitzim, in order to be Moitzim himself from this Machlokes. Perhaps we'll come back to this Machlokes a bit later on to understand a bit more about their definition of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. If we move on a little bit further, we've got the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara there says like this: V'omer Rav Acha bar Chanina, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan. Ad kama mevorchin al haChodesh? Until when can a person make Birkas haChodesh? Meaning, until when can a person say Kiddush Levana? Says Rav Yochanan, Ad shetismalei pegimasa. Until the pegima has come nismalei, which means what? Says Rashi, or it says Mefarshim, that it means that there's a pegam, the moon, as we know, it waxes and wanes, and when it's disappeared, so there's a pagam, we need to have that pagam to be nismalei, and when it's nismalei, that's until then we make the bracha. Why? First, we explain that we say the bracha of mechadish chadashim on the fact that the moon has been nischadish, so we have to wait for it to be to have gone away completely, and then it starts to be mischadish, we make a bracha on that, and then it gets to a point where we say it's been nischadish sufficiently enough that we can no longer say the bracha of mechadish chadashim, therefore we stop. So until when is that? Actually, this is Gimot. The Kama says the Gemara. So, how many days into the Molad is that? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Idi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Until 7 days. You've got until 7 days in order to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Now, Adoy Amri Ad Shisha also. Now, Adoy say you've got until day 16 to make the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And says the Gemara, Utrabayu Rabbi Yehuda Tzirulu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and both Rabbi Yaakov, Idi Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And now, Adoy hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you can make the bracha of Kiddush Levana until Nismali Pigimata, they both hold these two opinions, until day 7 or day 16, hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? One of them holds that you need to have the Ha'ole Mehave Ki Yisra, Ha'ole Mehave Ki Nafi. And Rashi explained that that means one of them says that you need to have it to be filled up like a keshes, like a bow. That's Nismale Pigimata. Once you can see already the slight shape of a bow, that's enough to say that's Nismale Hapagam. And the other Mandama Nazari holds that no, you need to have the whole moon in full circle. That's when it's Nismale Hapagam. And as soon as that's finished, it diminishes in size and it goes smaller, and then you can no longer make the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch, in when he brings down this halacha, he says that imosai mevarchin aleha, until when do you make the bracha? Ad yudvav miyom hamoled, until day 16 from the moled, velo yudvav bechal, and that is not including day 16. Ve'in lekadesh ela ad chatzi choftes yudbeis tovshin zamadgimul min hamoled. So the Torah already says Paskinu Kanaradoi, which means like we do, we go until day 16, not inclusive. And there are Shulchan Aruch brings that down as the halacha. But the Ramah says that we can only go until halfway through the Moled, which he says is Chof Tes Yom, Yud Beis Shoyes, Toshin Tzadi Gimel Chalokim. That means like this: the moon goes through a cycle of 29 and a half days, and Toshin Tzadi Gimel Chalokim, 793 Chalokim. That's its cycle. That's why some days we have Rosh Chodesh being 2 days, some days 1 day, because the cycle itself is 29 and a half days. So sometimes the Rambam says, therefore, you can have a day which is half with the beginning of the new month, half part of the old month. Since it can be part of the new month, you already can call it a Rosh Chodesh. It's not a full day of the new month, that will be the next day. The next day will be your full new day of the month, so if you can have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And sometimes you only have 1 day Rosh Chodesh because the half a day will have already been used up at the beginning of the last month when you had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. This month only has 1 full day of the Chodesh. It doesn't work out exactly because it's always is a rolling cycle, but that's Kabbalah Mishitzah Ramam, and you have to take it further from there. So the Ramah says, therefore, since the definition of the Gemara was that you can only make the bracha of Kiddush Levana until Nismale Pigimata, and we're now taking that definition, we like Nahadori, we say that until day 16, which the Gemara said that means until it becomes looking like a sieve, it's full circle before it starts to diminish in size. So therefore, we have to see when the Molad was. The Molad is 29 and a half days. And 793 halakim. Halfway through that, it's going to get to its full size and start to diminish in size. So you've got to work out when halfway through the Molad is. Sometimes that will be earlier on day 15, later on day 15. One always has to know when the Molad is to know that how we pass in like Nahadoi is going to be not necessarily until day 15. It might sometimes be a bit longer, a bit less. It's dependent on when the Molad was. what would be if the time of the Moled has gone by and one hasn't yet managed to say Kiddush Levana? So the Bi'ah Halacha at the end of Simin Tov Chavav says that since the Halacha over here said you can go until day 16, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah came along and said that you can go only until halfway through the Moled. So in a case where you're still on day 15, but the time of halfway through the Moled has already transpired, that means as far as the Ramah is concerned, you can no longer make the Bracha because you've already got halfway through the Moled. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he was so simple, he said, you can say it until day 16, not including day 16, so you've still got a bit of the day left. Therefore, it says the Bi'ah Halacha, you'll be able to make the Bracha in order to to make the mitzvah. You can rely, I think it's on a Moruk Siyah, that says that you can still make the Bracha because you've still got the Shulchan Aruch on whom to rely. And then there are different minhagim as to what to do if a person never managed to, whether one can say the Bracha without the Shem or Malchus on different times. The Bi'ah Halacha discusses that as well. Now, with regards to when do we start saying the bracha on Kiddush Levana, so that in Simin Tov Chavav Sif Dalad, it's very interesting here. This is brought, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha of saying Kiddush Levana. He says the bracha, you say it b'chidusha, then he says until when you can say it, then he finishes off the Simin by saying when you can start. So he says Ein Mevarchin Aleil, one cannot begin saying Kiddush Levana, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ad Sheya'avu Zayin Yomim Aleil, until 7 days have gone by of the new Moled. You can only start once 7 days of the new Moled have gone by. That's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shabura over there already takes issue in Sukkot Lekov, and he says like this: Barov Achronim, and you see the Shaatzi in there for the list of them. Pligi al zeh, they argue uledidhu al kaponim laachar gimul yomim meis leis meis hamoled shenenin kvar meira then yesh levarich aleil. Most Achronim argue on this, and they say that if you work out meis leis from when the Moled was 3 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, because then these Achronim hold you already begin to have hanor from the Oyal Levana, you can already start to say Kiddush Levana. So as a background to all of this halacha, there's a very clear description of everything that's going on here in the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Tov Chavav Sifi Gimel, and he says like this: Me'im osay mutzah lekaddish halavana, when can one start to be mekaddish halavana? Interestingly enough, he brings the shita of the Rambam, which we'll come back to a bit later on, and Rashi on that sugya. And we said it before, we quoted the Gemara that said Ad kama mavarchin al chodesh, until when can you make a bracha on the chodesh? So Rashi over there says, Ad kama mavarchin im loy birei chayon, if you didn't make a bracha today, yavarech lamocha, you can make a bracha the next day and until when? Meaning that the beginning of the time of saying Kiddush Levana, according to the Rambam, in Perek Yud Melchus Brachos Halach Yud Zayin, is im loy birech aleo beleu rishoin, mavarech aleo ad yudvav. So the Rambam and Rashi both hold that the time for saying Kiddush Levana, at least the lechatchiladik time, is beleu rishoin. Come back to that discussion in the Rambam a bit later on, but they hold that the time for saying Kiddush Levana is right on the first day, and that's also, as the Aruch HaShulchan brings here, that Shittas Rashi. You then have the Bach who goes with the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, who are on the Rif there in Brachos, and there's a discussion as to when you can say, when you can start from. So this really goes back to a Maseches Sofrim, which is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that one should say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. Why on Motzei Shabbos? So the Lashon over there in Maseches Sofrim is that one should wait till say it until one is mispasim, divgodim noim. What's the inyan of mispasim divgodim noim? So one pshat is it's a time when you to have besomim, or one time pshat is when one is wearing nice clothes. So it's after Shabbos. One should wait till Motzei Shabbos in order to say Kiddush Levana. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah over there on the Gemara and Brachos take issue with that, and they say no, it can't be that. It doesn't make sense that you should have to wait all the way until Motzei Shabbos. What about if the Moled was last Sunday night? You should have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then maybe in certain places you might miss it. You'll get an opportunity; it will go by. And therefore, they say that Asher Tispasim doesn't mean what on the Laila of Besomim or when one is wearing the Godim Noim, but rather what it means is like a chuppah, which is busma, chuppah which is nicely lit up. So too, we're talking about when the Levana starts to nicely light up, and you can already see some shine and have some sort of benefit from it. Say Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that's from around day 2 or 3 in the 8th day from the Moled, that's when you can start to say Kiddush Levana. And then the Beis Yosef, who brings from Marie Gikatalia, and he holds that you can only start saying it from day 7. Where did he get it from? So that's Alpi Kabbalah Avada, and that's why the Bach and the Taz argue and say that since they don't find anywhere in the Gemara that you should wait that long, or in the Rishonim with regards to Halacha, you should wait that long. They say you should wait till Aliyah Ba'al Kapanim. The Beis Yosef says that Alpi Kabbalah, you should only say it from day 7. Now, the problem with that is that they ask, But there's a Gemara that we quoted at the beginning that says, until when can you say Kiddush Levonah? So the halacha is, the Gemara says, either day 7 or day 16. How can the Shulchan Aruch come along and also say that you can only begin saying it on day 7 when, according to someone honoring in the Gemara, you can no longer say it anymore? How can he say that that's when you start saying it? So Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not a problem. He actually learns the Gemara, that the Gemara there is telling you the beginning date and the last date of when you can say it, not telling you until when you can say it, either day 7 or day 16, not inclusive, but rather you start saying it on day 7 and you finish saying it on day 16, not inclusive, and that's how he will learn it. And he says over there, the Aruch HaShulchan finished over, Gam Atar Rabbim Nergin came, the Tovu Bimindino Tashayina Anonim Mitzuyim, that you can wait up until then. But I point at least to Beis Yosef, even though there are others that Tainan it's Afi Kabbalah and there's no Makor for it in this Gemara, Beis Yosef does have a way of learning the Gemara, Afi Halacha, to understand that the Gemara is actually telling us the beginning date is day 7, the end date is day 16. In fact, the Maggid, it's brought down also in Halacha, the Maggid told the Beis Yosef never to say Kiddush Levonah before day 7, which also could be why he passed into Halacha not to say it before day 7. The Gemara then is Mamshech on Sanhedrin and Daphne and Beis and Medalev, and it says like this. So Omar Abacha Bachanina, Omar Abasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMavorech Al HaChodesh Bizmanoi Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShchino. Anyone who makes a bracha on the Chodesh Bizmanoi in the right time, it's as if he's Mekabel Pnei HaShchino. Ksiv, it writes, HaChodesh Hazer Lochem, which is last week, said, Ksiv Hosom, and it writes in this week's parasha, Zeh Keri Ba'anveyu, and they learn the Gzer Shova of Hazer and Zeh, just like HaChodesh Hazer Lochem, so you have Zeh Keri Ba'anveyu at the time of being Mekadesh, the Chidush HaLevonah, we make a bracha on it, it's like being Mekabel Pnei HaShchino. That's the Gemara. On that, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the famous Gemara that we all say, Umale lo yizochi Yisrael el ha'hakuf mi havin shvashmayim kochodesh v'chodesh dayom. If it would only be for the fact that Kali Yisrael was zoichet to be mekal pnei hashkina once a month or every single month dayom. Omar Abaye, comes on Abaye, and he said, Hilkach nimrinu mu'umud. Since it's Kabbalah pnei hashkina, that's why we say it's standing up. That's why we say the bracha of Kiddush Levonah standing up. Because it's Kabbalah pnei hashkina and it's covered pnei hashkina, we stand up. There's a very interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe, Erechaim, Chilak Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Mem Gimel, where the Shoyel was Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, the Baal Mechabes Sefer Rivbeis Ephraim, and he asked the following question to Rabbi Moshe. If you look in the Halacha, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din of saying Kiddush Levonah and the various minhagim that are included in it, he says like this, in Sifbeis, Ein Mevarchin Ala Yoreach, Ela B'Moitzei Shabbos, Kesu Shu Mevusu, Mevugadim Noim, he brings that Halacha. Then there's a bit of a remark, carries on the Shulchan Aruch, V'toyle Einov, he should look at it, and V'yashar Raglov, straighten his feet, and Mevarich. Etc. And no word about the fact that one has to stand up. Why did the Shulchan Aruch omit this halacha of Abaye that says Hilchah in the woman? Why did he leave it out? So you could say the Yashar Agav means that, but Kanira, the Ramah didn't understand that, because the Ramah came along and after the Yashar Agav wrote Muhammad, you've got to stand up. So the Ramah understood that the Shulchan Aruch left it out, he puts it in. And even more shver than that is the Mitzayin, who writes the Makoros on the Shulchan Aruch, of where these didn't come from, he writes the Makoros, the Tur. So ask the Shoyer, I don't know, first of all, why did the Shulchan Aruch leave out Mu'umad? And second of all, if you're going to say it already, say Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hilchah Nimrinu Mu'umad, why did you leave out the Makoros and say it's the Tur and not the Shulchan Aruch? So Ramesh has got a Gevaldige Tshuva, where he explains like this. There's a Rambam, in Hilchah's Brachos, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezayin. Well, he starts off and he says like this. It's interesting that he puts these two mitzvahs together, he two brachas. Haroya keshes, ba'anon, someone who sees a rainbow in the clouds, he said, Mavarech, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, Zoy Chabris, etc. Within the same halacha, he carries on and he says, Haroya Levana Bechidusha, this is the Haroya, someone who sees the Levana Bechidusha, which is interesting that he puts these two together, which definitely indicates that he holds like the tzad, that you've actually got to see it. Because we know that the bracha on the rainbow, you only make when you see it, and forget, you don't tell anyone about the fact that you've seen it. You don't inform them, it's clear that they only make it when they see it, and you don't tell someone who even can see, but you don't tell him in order he should see it to make the bracha. And within that he puts also the bracha of the levana, which also indicates therefore that he holds, you only make the bracha when you can actually see the levana. One place you do tell, one place you don't tell, but I find they're both birkas ha'ir, which you make when you see. So he brings in the halacha of haroi levana b'chidusha mavarech, and he brings the nusach ha'bracha exactly as we have it. That's halacha tezayin. Now, Rafi Yudzayin, the Rambam then says like this: "V'tzorich levarich bracha zu mu'umad. You've got to make this bracha mu'umad like we've seen from the Gemara. Shekol amavarich ala chodesh bizmanay ki ilu hikul pnei hashkina. Because anyone who makes a bracha on the chodesh bizmanay, it's like being mekal pnei hashkina. That's why you've got to stand." And then says the Rambam like this: "Im loy birich alav belayla harishon. And if one didn't make a bracha on it on the first night, Yeshu levoy chalav ad shishatuyem b'chodesh ad shetismale b'gimasai. Then he can kind of make, he can make the bracha up until day 16, when that's the definition of Nardoi of Nismana Pikimose. Says Ramosh, it's clear that the Rambam is learning like this. The Rambam is saying, the halacha is that you've got to make the bracha on the Levona Bichidusha. And when you make it, you've got to say it standing. Says the Rambam, when is that? On night one. On the first night of the Chidush HaLevona, you make the bracha. If you didn't manage to make it then, look, we allow you to make it up until day 16. But it's definitely b'dievet. And when did he say that you make the bracha mu'umud? Well, he's talking about making it on night one, because that's when the Rambam holds his Kiddush HaLevona. Says the Moshe, the Rambam held that the only time that is Kabbalah Tanei Ashkina is at the Kiddush HaLevona itself, exactly at the Kiddush HaLevona. And after that, it's not like Kabbalah Tanei Ashkina. And therefore, the Rambam says that only on the first night do you make the bracha and stand. If you don't make the bracha on the first night, you would not stand, because that's no longer like Kabbalah Tanei Ashkina. And the Shulchan Aruch says Rav Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch is going in the shita of the Rambam. As you see, he learns the Gemara, he brings the halacha of Haraya, that you only are considered to be mekabel pnei Hashchina on night one. And he says meduyik as well, because the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, when he discusses first of all the halacha of making a bracha on the Levana, he says you make the bracha on the Levana, what the bracha is, and he says b'chidusha. At the end of the Simon, he talks about up until when you can say it, denoting the fact that that is only b'dieved, when you can say it until. And he leaves out the halacha of Mohammed. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because today we are unable, already at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, we are unable to know exactly the Lekuda of when the Levana is Mishadish. And since we're unable to know exactly when the Levana is Mishadish, we would not be able to make a bracha at that time. So halacha l'maaseh, when are we going to make the bracha? Up until day 16. But we are doing what is the B'dieved according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Rambam. And therefore, since the Shulchan Aruch holds that we will never be able to mekayim the Lechatzila, because we no longer know exactly how to define when Chiddush HaLevana is, we will always be doing the B'dieved, and on that, there's no halacha of Mu'umud, because it's not like Kabbalah Tanei Ashkina. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch omits the halacha of standing up. However, says the Moshe, the Tur held that Kabbalah Tanei Ashkina is the full first 16 days, up until day 16, the full first half of the Moshe. From when the Levana begins to be Mishadish up until it reaches its full circle, that is considered to be Hitzchadshus and Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina. And until that time, one is Mekabel Pnei Ashkina according to the Torah. Therefore, the Torah says, and the Torah will hold, and the remark going in Shittas HaTorah will say, irrelevant of when you say it, as long as it's within the first half of the Molad, you will make the bracha and you stand up for making the bracha. That's why the Metzayin, when he brings the first of the Shulchan Aruch, leaves it out because he holds that we're not doing that Lechatchila. And the Metzayin couldn't bring the Gemara to say that that's the Makor for why we stand. Because the halacha, the Ramah is telling us that we stand whenever we make the bracha on Kiddush Levana. And according to the Gemara, the Rambam holds, you only stand when you're saying it on the very first night. So to say that the Makor is the Gemara is not conclusive, because you could touch up the Gemara like the Rambam with the Amei and say that the Gemara means to say you only stand when you're saying the bracha on the very first night. The halacha that we say you can stand at any time, so you are allowed to stand any time you say it up until day 16, therefore the Makor will have to be the Torah's way of learning the Gemara, and that's why the Makor is the Torah, not necessarily the Gemara, because the Rambam's way of learning the Gemara would not be like that. That's one very interesting Ha'ara. To show you just one other Ha'ara with regards to whether women make the bracha on Kiddush Levana or not. The Magen Avraham, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that women do not make the bracha on Kiddush Levana because Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What would be if they would want to make the bracha? There's all mitzvah saseh shazman grama. If women want to do it, then they do it and they make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham bring a shla which says that for whatever reason they cannot make the bracha on Kiddush HaLevana, which is quite shver, and this ha'ara is already mentioned by the Mefarshim, that the Gemara itself says, Amalei hani noshi didon nami mevarchim. The Gemara suggests the bracha for Kiddush Levana and says what we say, b'ma'arava omri, b'ma'arava mevarchi, boruch mechadish chadashim. The Gemara says if it's that short sized bracha, that even the noshim make. And kind of at the time of the Gemara, that's what they would have made. They said a bracha mechadish chadashim. So if that was the case, and it was a mitzvah seishah as mangroma, and we don't allow them to say it, well, there's no bracha for them to say it. First of all, if it's a mitzvah seishah as mangroma, they want to say it, why can't they say the bracha like we do? And second of all, according to the Shulchan, we don't allow them to say it. It seems to be from the Gemara that they would have said it. Regarding this din of whether it's a mitzvah seishah as mangroma or not, the Chacham Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Leita Kenim on the Shulchan Aruch over there, in Siman Tov Chav Vav, on the Magen Avraham, who brings the halacha that women don't make it because it's a mitzvah seishah as mangroma, he says that lechaira it's not a mitzvah seishah as mangroma at all. What's the definition of a mitzvah seishah as mangroma? Mitzvah seishah as mangroma is, let's take for example, shofar lulav sukkah. You can make the chetzah with which to perform the mitzvah, get them together any time of the year, and I, as a gavra, are ready to do that mitzvah any time of the year that I would like to do it.
the Torah came along and was Kaveah, or Chazal came along and they were Kaveah. There's a Zman for shaking Luna, there's a Zman for lighting the Menorah, there's a Zman for Kriyas HaMagila. Essentially today I could do all of those things in exactly the Torah HaMitzvah, but I wouldn't be performing the Mitzvah because the Torah or Chazal have given a Zman, and the Zman is Gorim for the Mitzvah to be performed. It's the Mitzvah that says, Zman Groma, the Zman was Gorim for that Mitzvah to be performed. Kiddush Levana has a time when you can do it. You can do it from the beginning of the Molad till halfway through the Molad. But that's not that the Zman is going for you to be able to do it. It's possible that before the Molad starts and after halfway through the Molad, you no longer have a chetzer in which to do the mitzvah. So if you have a brocha, you have a fruit that is, you make shachayonu on. So this season it's there, and then at the end of the season it's not there, and next season it will come back. So would you define that as being something that the Zman is going for you to make shachayonu? It's nothing to do with the Zman. It happens to be that it's only around now, and it's only around this time again next year, and this time again the year after. Exactly the same as the Levana that's around this time of the month, and again next time of the month, but it's not because the Zman tells you, now do the mitzvah. You've always got the chesed, you've always got the person with which to do the mitzvah with that chesed. And the Torah tells you, now the Zman to do it. No, over here, the Zman is irrelevant. It's actually that you do not have the article with which to do the mitzvah. And therefore he says it's not a mitzvah that says Zman Gomer. Women therefore would be able to do the mitzvah, and it's moving why the Gemara says, that women can say the bracha on Kiddush Levana.
You can say it only until the 16th.
Yeah, you can only say it till the 16th, but partially because after that there is no longer a moon with which to say the bracha. You don't have you can't say Mechadish Chadashim on a moon that's actually beginning to diminish in size. You're not Mechadish Chadashim anymore. So the chetzer with which to do the mitzvah is not there. It's like I to say al nekilas lulav and I don't have a lulav. I can't do that, so I can't say Mechadish Chadashim. It's not because the Zman tells me that I can't say it.
I don't know whether she is restricted that she can only do it at a certain time, but that's why the Torah is of Zman Groma, because what's the definition of a mitzvah? She has to do it at a certain time, irrelevant to the reason why, that's a Zman Groma problem, because she's committed to her family, she's committed to other things.
Yeah, she's saying here one of the reasons why Chazal say that women are possible from mitzvah to Zman Groma. Yeah, that could be one of the reasons, but you have to know what the problem. What's enough, you know, why
the time is restricted? If the fact is that she is restricted to a time.
Yeah, because that's a term of the mitzvah. Yeah. The halakha mitzvah says Zman Groma has a definition. This is the mitzvah says Zman Groma. Whether they do it or not, no, they don't do mitzvah says Zman Groma. Now, why don't they do it? So there is the reason, like you're saying, here in this particular Nakudi, you're saying that maybe it would still be applicable, this the reason for it. That could be, I'm not sure how that would fit in with the this gather of the time on mitzvah, but it's definitely not a mitzvah tatation of Zman Groma. In the definition of what a mitzvah tatation of Zman Groma is, it's where the Zman tells you to do the mitzvah. That this isn't. You're tying that, but it's still something which is time bound, and therefore she should be able to do it. That's in the time on mitzvah, I don't know. I don't know how that fits in with that. Just to finish off with one more horror. Over here, last time I spoke over here, I mentioned the fact that there's an inyan to stand for all brachos ha-mitzvahs. Anytime you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you've got to stand for the bracha. The Makor is Yerushalmi that says you've got to stand for all brachos ha-mitzvahs. And we quoted a Sefer Machzik bracha, which said that l'chor you have a raya from this Bavli that it doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. Why? Because you have over here the bracha of Kiddush Levana, and the Bavli says, you know why you stand for making Kiddush Levana? Because Amar Abaye Hilchach Nimrin Umumet. You stand because it's Kabbalah Sfenei Hashchina. After Machzik Bracha, what's the shlech with the fact that it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and you've got to stand for every Birkas HaMitzvahs? Elamai, the Bavli holds, you don't need to stand for all Birkas HaMitzvahs. You only need to stand for certain ones which are learnt out from Gzeirah Shavah of Lachem Lachem, which we learn from Sfira Soema, and therefore you don't need to stand for over here. We started off by saying there's a machlokes as to whether a Suma, a blind person, Rachman Islam, can say the Bracha of Kiddush Levana or not. If you look then in the Bi'ah Halacha, the discussion as to whether he can or cannot say it is dependent on how you look at the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah, what is the bracha on? Is the bracha on a certain amount of hana that the world has? Is it on a personal hana that the person has? Is it compared to Yotah HaMoeres, which is the fact that the world has hana from the moon and the sun, etc.? Is it compared to the bracha of Havdalah, where the halacha is that only someone who can actually see the flame makes the bracha? So you see, it's all dependent and revolves around the fact that this bracha is made on a hana. The Yerushalmi that holds you stand for all Birkas HaMitzvahs, the Neis HaKelim L'Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Challah ask, well, what about the bracha on Achilas Matzah? What about the bracha of Leishet Basukah? You don't stand for those. Even though in the Hilchos Tzitzis there is one Madama that says that you do, one of the Neis HaKelim says you should stand for Leishet Basukah, but most of the Neis HaKelim say you don't. Why not? It's a Birkas HaMitzvahs. They say because when the Brichas HaMitzvah has in it an element of Ne'enin, it's on a Hanor Dikazach, so you do it K'moshe Ne'enin. There's no Indian when you have a Bracha of Ne'enin, then there's no Indian to stand up. In which case over here, it could be the whole raya of the Mafsik Bracha that the Bavli, Tzodik, and the Yerushalmi falls away. He wanted to say that Yerushalmi holds you stand for Brichas HaMitzvah. The Bavli obviously holds you don't, because it's looking for a reason why you should stand for Kiddush Levana. You stand because it's a Bracha, and it's a Bracha on a Mitzvah. Says Elamai, the Bavli holds you don't stand for a bracha on a mitzvah. No, about it, the Bavli also holds you stand for a bracha on a mitzvah. This is a bracha on a mitzvah which has incorporated within it an element of Ne'anin. Whenever it has incorporated within it an element of Ne'anin, then you don't need to stand anymore. Ah, so why do you stand for Kiddush Levana? The reason is because it's Kabbalah Sani Hashkenah. But the further the raya falls away, you don't need to stay at the Bavli in the Rishami Achelet. Just to end off, the Pasuk in Parashat Vayeshev, when it talks about the children of Yehuda and Tamar, so they had two sons. The old one was called Peretz and the young one was called Zorach. If you look in the Ramban there, he discusses the fact that the one is compared, Zerach is compared to Zerach HaShemesh, compared to the sun, and the other child's name is compared to the moon, which is Peretz Geder Miskaber V'Holech, that's it compared to the moon. And the Ramban there brings a Ha'ara, why is it that the older son, who Lech'ura is the Godel, he should have been compared to the sun, he should have been called Zerach, and the young one being called Peretz, why was the old one called Peretz? And he says there, Tos Tomorrow, that the reason, one of the reasons is because Peretz was the Avi Shasharet HaMashiach. When we make Kiddush Levana, we always say Shehem Asidim L'Tchalish K'moitam. It's where we inculcate within ourselves the Emunah that we Klal Yisrael, the Hagam is the way in Golos at the moment, but we're going to eventually go out of that Golos. And like we've had times when we have shone like the sun and like the moon did originally, we will get back to that and we will be Mischadish like the moon. And even within our Golos itself, when we have times when we ourselves are waxed and waning like the moon, so we're going to be Mischadish K'moitam. The son of David HaMelech, who was called Peretz, was actually Avi Shasharet HaMashiach. Malchus Beis David, as we know, has had times when they ruled over Klal Yisrael and they ruled supreme, and then they went into Golus, and then you had the Nesiim, who were also from Malchus Beis David, and at the moment we don't have Malchus Beis David. But that son was called Peretz in order to tell us that the Shasharet HaMashiach will be, or Shasharet Malchus Beis David will be a Malchus that will wax and wane. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, you'll see, and if you look there at the end of the Ramban, why when we say Kiddush Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. We must pass around David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim in the Bracha of Kiddush Levana. The answer is, because we talk about that we're going to be Shehem Asidim L'Shadish K'moisa. Second of all as well, that Malchus Beis David, Be'ez Hashem, will also Bekarav be Mischadish K'moisa, and that's why we mention David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim.